Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
Pour out your heart to us. Let your thoughts be made known to us in the name of Jesus. I need you to pray. Pray. Give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Pour out your heart to me. Let your thoughts be made known to me. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Pray. I did not say you should meditate. This is the time to pray. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name I will pray. Father, bless our heart. Transform our lives. In Jesus. If this is your first time here, you are welcome. This is the camp of dreams. There's never a time God is not doing something in our midst. Glory to God. And then I want us to shout so they will be hearing us online. Glory to God. I think you need to make active only my sound. I'm hearing some feedback from this place. Glory to God. I said, let's shout so they'll be hearing online. Glory to God. All right. We have been on a very powerful ride. The person sitting in front is my wife. So, in case you are single and you are aspiring to inspire, please aspire fast.
That vision, not you, the vision. Glory to God. And for the past two Sundays, she has been giving also to us back to them. The grace and discipline of productivity, then the enemies of productivity. But we started with the definition of productivity and then the perception of productivity. That's been a powerful ride, and God is doing powerful things in our midst. So we are coming to the concluding part of it. Glory to God. And then please be seated. Thank you. So there is Mr. James. Okay. Did I ask you, was I saying I want for something? Alright, glory to God. Alright, so, if you're a member of the house of the building church, there is a WhatsApp channel we have created after this meeting, in case you are not able to scan it. What implies that every information about the house will be communicated on that channel, so it's easier for you to follow the meeting. That is the essence of it. So, WhatsApp channel. But I think they will give you a scan. In case you are not able to scan the one they will project, they will give you a scan that you'll be able to follow. They will give you a paper you can scan easily and join the group. Glory to God. And then good news. It's already 20 days. It's already 20 days to Family Life Conference. We don't want to miss it for any reason. Invite your friends, your enemies, their enemies, and their friends. Every person you can invite them. And please, try and come early. I won't say more than that. Try and come early. There's no by a Caleb. We see any behavior back, we'll carry it away. Glory to God. So come as early as possible. And then there is commanding your month. It's starting tomorrow already. So in the morning and in the evening, we are going to be meeting in the morning and in the evening. In the morning online, and then in the evening physically. And it's called fasting and prayer. So we do not say prayer and fasting. What it implies is that you fast and then heart prayer. You can pray without fasting, but you cannot fast without praying. Are we on the same page? You can pray without fasting, but you cannot fast without prayer, praying. So that's why it's called fasting and prayer. So fast as a house. But what we do is that there are four essentials we do for that commanding your month. The essence is that number one, you'll be able to give instruction to the month. You'll be able to receive instruction of God. You'll be able to enjoy His, and then you'll be able to immune the month. The essence of immunization is that the virus that is causing the sickness is still active. but you are immune against it. Hope you know that there is still polio, but there is immunization. There is still polio in the atmosphere. But as far as you are immune against immunization, the virus is there, but it can't affect you. For some of you, your organs were already made. There was fruitfulness in your mind. There was fruitfulness in your spirit. There was fruitfulness in your body. All around fruitfulness, right? And then I have said it is not substitution. Last month was divine direction. So now you have in your bed divine direction. You have in your bed fruitfulness. And then next week, from tomorrow, then you begin to enjoy the other one that God is going to bring to you. And don't forget, God is not planning an immense food for you. He's planning a six meal course. Yeah, so it means that you can add to it. In this kingdom, we don't substitute. We add. So you have added to divine direction what? Fruitfulness. Wait for what September will bring. Glory to God. So wake up very early, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. We do the prayer. And then next week, then in the evening, we meet 6 to 7 physically. So in case you are inspiring to perspire that you have ulcer, we have cured you of the ulcer now. In the name of Jesus. So are you inspired to perspire? But in case you are just starting to fast, you can break by 3 p.m. if you are just starting to start. If not, fast rather. If not, you can come here and be blessed. Then next week Sunday, there's going to be a membership class. Yes, membership class is going to be by 10:30. That is immediately after this service. So for those of you that like eating, please, you can come with flax. Or put it somewhere so that the whole church will not be polluted with the aroma coming from your flax. Glory to God. So it's going to be maximum 1 hour, 30 minutes. But it's essential because none of you were a member 3 months ago. All of us are new members. So you don't even understand what it means to be a member. So if you are truly committed to this house and you're a part of this house, that meeting is not optional. It's not a workforce training. It's after you're a member that you can even become a workforce. Are we on the same page? Yes, and if you have been coming consistently and you are not committed to the house yet, in terms of member being a workforce, hope you know that you are misusing others. You are not only abusing them, you are using them. What it implies is that where you are seated now, you know, before now, I used to see people when they go to church, they will touch the chair. Hey, sorry, sir, the servant you put there did not come. You touch the chair to see if they clean it. Okay, who did you put there to be cleaning the chair that you are going to sit down? Are we on the same page? Then some of you did not choose to eat beans on Monday. You ate beans on Saturday. And then you are going here to go and serve 6 minutes call for the course, for the WC. Even the WC recognize you. Once you get there, the team will do, you say, Then say you will get it. But there are human beings that are taking care of that thing. Say you get. So I will not give to my God who will cost me nothing. I will not give to my God who will cost me nothing. He said when he bless you, you have hand. He has blessed you with hand. It will cost you to go and clean the toilet. Just imagine the way you have been shitting inside that place. Sorry for that word. This is the way people are cleaning it. Then you to go and perceive another person's home to clean it. It has cost you something. Are we on the same page? And then like my wife used to say, he said it's not the rich that give, it's the committed. It's not the rich that give, it's the committed that give. And you don't even need money to give. God gave his own son. What do you have as a son that you can give? Praise God. All right, so today we are coming to the concluding part of reproduce. And like Pastor Owen was saying, you know, he's an apostle, evangelist. And he has that E that is in our joke. But as we were saying, like he was saying, there is already ignition in our hearts to go out for to win souls. So it's not a once upon a time kind of thing. If for any reason you feel like you are losing the energy, go and listen to the series produced. Part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. Listen to it again. The energy will come inside of you again to preach. Glory to God. So that being said, do well to listen to the messages again. All right, today I'm going to be concluding this teaching series with a topic I tag the productivity protocols. Building the productivity protocols, then building the life that produces. Building the life that produces. Please, very quickly, give me Proverbs chapter. Please, can you celebrate yourself? Every person, celebrate yourself. All right. After you have celebrated yourself, now pray in the Holy Ghost briefly so you can come back to this message. Just pray. It's make sure your thoughts are not running up and down. In Jesus' mighty name, have we prayed? All right. So last week, my wife gave us 6 out of 10 enemies of productivity, right? Number one, what did she call it? You can check your notes. Number one is what? Ignorance. And ignorance is the enemy of? Number two is what? Using bait. I thought you said using bait. I would like to say, that is real something. How would the guy survive? All right. What is the enemy of what? Number two. Number three is what? Is the enemy of what? Number next. Is the enemy of what? Number next. Is the enemy of what? And the number last. Is the enemy of what? You see now, there are people are listening to you. Please celebrate yourself. Alright, please give me Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18. NIV, MSG, CEV, Amplify. In that order. NIV, MSG, CEV, and Amplify. Personally, we're wondering why Living Bible is not there. But no problem. Please be seated. If you're a member of the house, you should have no discount scriptures that we always open. It's a proof that you belong to us. So that they will know Nancy, NIV. Nancy, what is that? Is it a new kind of jig? Alright, please can we read this together? 2, 3, go. Where did that call my topic again? The productivity protocols, building what? All right, please, can you read this together with me? Where there is no what? The people cast off? Wait, do you know what a restraint is? Restraint. That is, where there is no, where you will get it now. Because, and the reason why I asked us to read different translation is so that there are some English you don't understand the way they put it there. Cast off restraint, now, it looked like a bad word. Like, the people cast off restraint, that restraint. What it implies is that where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. How many of you have seen houses that they did not fence? Hope you know that somebody to the land. But when a house is fenced, even if a car is driving, hope you know most times somebody can come and park in front of your house if it's not fenced. He doesn't know if it belongs to you. He's thinking you have finished building all the place you want to build. And then there's something called setback. Some of us still do setback. Like this place now that we did fence. Our fence is still like 2 meters to the front. We now brought it back. So we are the one that bring it back. So that front still belongs to us. That place that our cars are passing, that some of you are also passing, is our land. We have what we want to do with it. But we have not done it yet. So that doesn't mean it doesn't belong to us. But look at it now. Just imagine with me for a while that your kind of man that is carrying somebody to whatever, enter through the fence. And they came out and went out. Because we shifted the fence back, Okadama were passing in front of where there was once a fence. Oh, you know there was fence there before. We would not have brought it down and shift this one backward. So what the Bible is saying that where there is no revelation, where there is no vision, the people cast off everything. The people are borderless. There is no order in their life. Are we on the same page? So that is why I said sometimes when you read this Bible, because some of you have done reading, when there's no restraint, the people cast off restraint. You don't understand what that cast off restraint means. It means that there's no restraint. People are just out of order. They're just jumping up and down. Being pillar to post. They are not orderly. So the Bible says where there's no revelation, where there's nothing guiding people, they will cast off restraint. That's what this means actually. Where there's nothing, where there's no information guiding people, where there's no something particularly guiding people, they don't have restraint. There's no order in their life. Their life is in a state of eager-eager-to. It doesn't mean anything. So praise God. I don't think it's another English word. I generated that. He said, is he who keeps what? Blessed is he who does what? What is our topic again? The productivity. Great. Please, can you give me the next one I asked for very quickly? If people can't see what God is, they stumble all over them. Yes. When they
Turn to what he revealed. They are most blessed. Give me the next one, CEV, very quickly. Then we'll go to Amplify. Please, can we read this together? This is where that restraint is now making more sense to you. And here, without law and that is, without guidance of God, there is no law. There is no order. That is when you don't even know what you want to do with your life. You won't know what not to do or what to do. Hope you know that. Watching film. Watching season film. For somebody that doesn't have anything in the film industry. That person actually is like this. He doesn't have guidance. Law and order disappear. I can't just wake up now. Just imagine that I'm coming from a season film to come and preach to you. But if I'm in the, what is their name industry? Movie industry. I should watch a film. Because what vision does is that it's IT recognition. When you are in 100 level, up you know if you see copper passing, it doesn't ring anywhere. Nothing for sign copper, if they are passing, you just like, ah, this one's copper, you just go. But by the time you enter Panaye, you will start checking their shoe. You start checking, because that is the next phase you two are about to enter. When you are on the level, when you see people going to go and print, and they are printing, and they are running from one office to another, they are printing, and they are your seniors. They say, I'm coming. Yeah, senior, wait, I'm coming. You are in the library. You don't know how to come. It's because they are in that phase of their life. Somebody that is in 300 level, what they do for the person is, they call it, maybe we call it, is it term paper or something like that? There's first a pre-project that you do in 300 level, maybe you, human physiology. So that time, that's when our eyes was heightened. That is chapter 3. What is chapter 3? Is that methodology? Is that what chapter 3 is? If you don't know, you are another level. Don't. I'm just joking. But that's in heightened recognition. So now if I see somebody carrying paper and jumping up and out, I know the person is in final year. He's not in penultimate, like they used to say. So what vision does that is heightened recognition? What vision also does is that it's guidance to your life. It tells you what to do and what not to do. Because the Bible said that with guidance from God, number one, you have law. Number two, you have order. And that's why I say protocol. That is productivity protocols. Number one, there is a law. There is a thing you cannot do because you belong to a field. Take for instance, the worship members, there are some things, if truly they sing, there are some things they will not eat. There are some things they will not drink. If truly, if truly they sing. Because some of you are just figuring it out. You are singing on A, and yet you are sounding F. Why? Because you don't even know the texture of your voice. There are some voices that they can't drink cold water because of the part they sing. There are protocols to productivity. You can have the talent and still fail. Because the Bible says, without guidance from God, law and order disappear. He said, for God blesses everyone who does what? Are you seeing that God does not just bless anyhow? He blessed by law. Oh. Let that one sit well. The Bible said, for God blesses everyone who keep the law in his feet. In your feet, as a sports person, you don't exercise. Bonga, you know. Utiwafe Dianga then said. Bonga, bonga, bonga. You are an item 7 and 5 and 6. Sorry that it's not much. That is 5, 6, 7. The Bible said God blesses everyone who obeys the law. But this is why it's because this one will now enter into Amplify. So that you are that. Amplify. Please, can we read this together? Where there is no redemptive, the people, but he who keeps the what? Oh, that's not how they read now. He will keep the law. That is not of God. It's not the same now. There is bracket. There's something called parentheses. I mean, whatever it is called in English. Without it, without the parentheses, the actual law, the actual whatever will still make sense. So even if you say the law and then that is all, that bracket, if you not read it, it's still okay. But the parentheses that is there is for the purpose of understanding. So one open bracket. So don't read that thing there together. Are we on the same page? The law, not quick. And the Bible says, God blesses from where we're coming from, CV. God blesses he who keeps the. It does not tell us what kind of law. Amplify now, airports.
Everyone, busy amplify.
Mm-hmm. Keep the law, open bracket, of God. Now, this is the law of God. Which includes that of man. Yeah. This is where some of you are failing. He said, if you between me and my God, yeah, my God, not that my God and... There is the... God can forgive you 100 times. But some people will never forgive your incompetence. Somebody wants to do a thing. You say you are a seamstress. They say, which clothes have you sewn before? Oh Lord, just or Vicky James. One no perform, who perform this thing. Oh, one wants a team. What I heard versus what I got. The place that they are supposed to put leg look like hand. Be productive. As you are alive, you hope you are getting it. Be productive. Be productive. He shouted amen. Job will come your way. Job will come your way. Say amen. Then that is the law of God. You have said the amen. After the amen, you are going for amen. We will not get that. After the amen, the amen is the spiritual one. The amen, man, I will take it off from there. The law of God is amen. The law of men, which includes that of men, is the amen. So when God sent us to this city, he said to go and build amen for him. Just imagine we are meeting under the tree. Some of you that are sitting there, you will not come. You just say, let's be praying for them. Convenience is a very some life of people. So the Bible is saying that that law, it does not of God. It includes that of men. There is the law of men. He has a blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he. You are envying people's glory. You did not listen to the story. Let me tell you the truth. You are the only one that wants to be great, that wake up when you like. You are the only one on that table. You are the only one. And those kind of people, they are princes that never become king. Princes that never become king. There is the protocol for productivity. For your feet. It creates a restraint. It creates laws. It creates protocols. As a pastor, we don't fast as a Christian alone. We fast because we are also pastors. Let me balance it for you. There is the fasting and prayer that comes as a result of being a Christian. We do that one. Then there is a fasting and prayer that comes as a result of being a pastor. They are not the same. You are going to get the law of God, but you meet that of men. You and your members, you pray the same time, the same hour. You don't even pray for them. I'm applying to the assignment God gave. You are in a competition, go and listen to Kingdom Lifestyle. You are in a place they set you on a hill, but you want to take hill.
Okay. Let's read this scripture again together.
Where there is no redemptive revelation of the people, but he who keeps the law. Wait. He who keeps the law. Open bracket. Of God. Which includes that of man. He said blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is it. But see if he said God blesses he who keeps the law. So if you keep the law of God, God will give you the blessing. And don't forget, I say, one of the reasons why the blessed look like they are cursed is because they did not provide sufficient channel through which God will bless them. God wants to bless you, there is no channel. Look at that woman that we say perception of productivity. He said, go and borrow vessels, not a few. Borrow plenty vessels. Bless or bless. So that is the introductory part. Now let's jump, let's fly. God is not only interested in our spiritual growth, but he is also, but also in our tangible fruitfulness and daily results. Productivity is not random. It is by protocols. Please preach to your neighbors. Productivity is not random. The way I'm saying and suspecting you. Preach to that neighbor. If he's not talking, where is the one I'm talking to?
Activity is not random. It is governed by protocols. Say it again to another neighbor. Say productivity is not random. It is governed by protocols. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So productivity is not accidental in the kingdom. Fruitfulness is governed by laws. God desires visible results in your life, but this must be built through intentional patterns. And because of that, I've come up with 8 intentional patterns you must follow, or protocols follow for what are you doing? This thing is seizing up and down. That you must follow for productivity. Number one on my list is discipline. You know, remember my mom was talking about, she was talking about your routines. And she said you must wake up the same time every day, irrespective of when you sleep. There's something they call compromise. Some of you don't get it. What compromise does is to make sure you comb out your promises. That is compromise. You comb out your promises. And anything you have been building, take for instance, please don't be late to write. Anything you have been building, take for instance, God has been instructing you to be praying every 7 p.m. Then there was a program in church that ends by 6:30, and it's a prayer chain that started from 12. You are not church. What it implies is that if you finish praying that 6 to 12, 12 to 6:30 in church, you will go back home and still go and pray the 7 prayer. It's not substitution. They are not the same. The God that gave you instructions for your personal life, he did not tell you for the church. Because what we do is that, because now you have joined online prayer, that we said you should pray, commanding your month, then you now left the instruction God gave you that every month you must pray 3 hours. You now added the 1 hour we did online to the other 2 hours. You now make it 3 hours. You did not obey God. Discipline. And you know something about compromise? One of the reasons why you should not compromise on a discipline is because you just need to do it once and then you begin to validate it. Yeah, if you miss it once, you say, when I miss the other time, the other, not that now. Then you do another one. And then because you know, you hope you know, it takes 21 days, according to expert, for you to form an habit. If you do it 21 times, you have learned compromise. Another one, fasting. The day you chose not to fast, you did not remember to eat for 2 years. The day you chose not to fast. But the day you announced that I'm going to fast, then all the worms in your womb started doing, in your stomach started doing meeting. They woke you up from dream. By 6 a.m., you had us up. Not me. Me too. Then all of a sudden, your stomach is doing, and then those guys are drumming. Then when you, hey, now say, let me go. You know? Let me, I have to be alive to even see the what I'm trusting God for. Then you quickly went to it, you have compromised. And do you know something about that? Intentionally, sometimes my wife will go and cook and bring. I say, this is food. And I told her that I'm not eating. Do you know what he's doing? Fasting is one of the easiest ways to kill yourself. I'm not saying physically. To kill the flesh, thank you, man, is the easiest way. Do you know why? Because if it helps your discipline. So sometimes I say, no, I'm not eating. Even when I'm not fasting. Well, the times I'm fasting, yeah. And I told us some times ago, I said, it will take a level of discipline for my wife to cook for you and you will still be fasting. No, and I mean what I'm saying. That's the truth. Because sometimes when we are coming, I've started telling her that a lion too must be fasting now. Because sometimes when we are coming to church and I'm fasting, by the time she opens a lion's food, I do say, ah, what is she? Oh God. What is she? The whole car is mesmerized with the food. We celebrate it greatly. Glory to God.
And hope is not as if some of you want to eat. We didn't quickly stand up.
Please, Mr. Chet. Thank you. I'm just joking.
So number one on my list is discipline. Now, discipline actually is the currency of destiny. Discipline.
So I'm going to read most of the scriptures I have here from here. So you will just follow because of my time.
Number one, discipline. And what is discipline? Discipline what?
Yeah, it's a currency of destiny.
Now, definition of discipline. Discipline is doing what needs to be done when it needs to be done, whether you feel like it or not. Discipline is doing what needs to be done when it needs to be done. Take note of that when it needs to be done, whether you feel like it or not. And I used to tell people, I said, never allow the reason why you should pray be the reason why you are not praying. That you have climbed the ladder. You know, as God gave you children now. Then they said, whatever people are coming to pray in church, you not show up. Because you have children, you have the results. You should be the one to pray more. And you know, people choose topic like, the power can come, they whatever, say, me, I don't need it.
Oh God.
No, never, if you forget anything, don't forget this. I've been saying this for years. Never allow the reason you should pray be the reason you are not praying.
He said, we need members. You don't need members.
The reason why you don't need members is to be the reason why you should pray more than is somebody trying to get members. Because hope you know, when it's climbing the ladder, success is easier, to climb up to than sustain.
Yes, sir.
It's easier to climb the ladder of success than to stay on top.
What is number one again? What is it? The currency of.
If you check Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11. He said, no discipline seems pleasant. I'm reading from KJV. No discipline seems this pleasant at the time. Okay, give me an NIV. Sorry. Hebrews 11. Yes. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. So when it comes to discipline, it is, what do I call discipline? Doing what needs to be.
Great.
Another instance is Daniel. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. Daniel, despite the threat, still showed up. And some of you, your threat might be mosquito. He said, I'm not sleeping throughout now. Then you are dozing and sleeping. So don't look at the threats like, your threat can be something that is even pleasant. Movie. You watch movie into the night. And then the thing you are supposed to do, the truth is, whether or not you do anything, you still have 24 hours. Anything you are doing, you see, the truth of the matter actually is, when you become an adult, you don't have time for anything. Anything you think you have, if any time you think you have free time, it's actually procrastination into another important thing.
Yes, as an adult.
And don't forget, last week, my wife already established that factor rest into your schedule, your to-do list. What it implies is that you should know also, and I've often said it, there's always a slim line between rest and laziness. You will know when you have already started competing with Jonah. You will know. There's a threshold where you will sleep. By the time you wake up, even your eyes are in your hands. Your eyes are too soon. You know that the lacrimal gland has dried up. You are holding your hand. You are holding your eyes. Then you now say, can you die?
Are we on the same page?
Yes, sir.
So Daniel showed up, irrespective of the threat. That is how to be disciplined. He still prayed 3 times daily. So, what is how I want you to apply to your life? Establish non-negotiable routines. Don't forget, my wife said that there are daily routines and there are to-do lists. They are not the same, right?
Yes,
so, establish non-negotiable routine. Whether the church is praying, the church is doing whatever, you already know that the church is going to pray. So, why can't you make adjustments to your own time of 1 hour that you say you want to show up? Because that is how compromise starts. Before you know it, you will not pray again. And that is why I often said it. Any person that does not have the time of prayer will not pray in his life. And he will not know. Because what do you think they set timetable in school? It's not that the other lecturer will know when to leave. There are also lecturers in your life that if you don't set time, they will overshoot their time and they will not regulate it. And that's why you say, I have class between 6 and 8. Why didn't the GIN lecturer can just come? It's for routines. If you are praying by 6 a.m., pray by 6 a.m. And if for any reason, there is a meeting for that time, you either pray earlier, which is better. So pray from 5 to 6 and continue the other 6 to whatever. Why? Because of your routine. So establish non-negotiable routines. I remember the work when I was still very involved with SBIC. Very well. If it's 7 p.m., you are supposed to see a post there. You can't see 7-1. Like, you are the only one that don't have consistent time for anything you are doing. And that is why it appears like the life is not so true. Not you. The only way is not to be you. It's for you to establish non-negotiable routines no matter what. Because you will know what you are not doing. Set time. Set time. And then say no to distractions and short-term pleasures. You have said that I want to play game for five minutes. You have played for 5 hours now. And you are still playing game. And then they now ask you in work, you have not done work. You say, there was no time. If you are time, you stay. Bishop Oyedepo said beautifully. He said, things change with time. Things change with time. But time in itself changes nothing. I wanted to write this quote down. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. It's the bridge between goals. You set goal. This year, I'm going to be a millionaire. This year, do you have the routine of a millionaire? Yeah. So discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. Another thing I want you to know is that discipline is the foundation of productivity. Discipline is the foundation of productivity. Because of my time, let me fly. Number 2, commitment. Commitment is the currency of covenant. Commitment is the currency of covenant. What is commitment? Commitment is loyalty and faithfulness to your calling and responsibility, even when it hurts. Loyalty and faithfulness to your calling and responsibility, even when it hurts. It's also unwavering dedication to a task, vision, or calling, regardless of your feelings. An instance is Ruth 1:16. Is it where you go, I will go. That is, I'm committed to this. Another one is Paul, Acts of Apostles 20, verse 24. He said, none of these things move me. So how do you apply this? You stick with your God-given assignment. Be faithful to your word and to people God has planned in your life. Be faithful to God and to the people God has planted in your life. I want you to declare this after me. I am planted. I am focused. I am productive in my faith. Number 3, because of time, consistency. Consistency actually is the currency of growth. Currency of growth. What is consistency? Repeated obedience to right actions over time until result shows up. That is consistency. To be consistent means repeated obedience to right actions. I do not say repeated obedience to actions, to right actions, because it's only a fool that will be doing the same thing and expecting different results. So consistency is repeated obedience to right actions over time until result shows up. That is faithfully doing small things repeatedly without giving up. If you see Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, he said, let us not be weary in well doing. For we will reap an harvest if we do not give up. In well doing. For we will reap an harvest at the proper time if we do not give up. Another instance is Genesis chapter 6 verse 22. Noah building the ark over decades.
One thing I want to encourage you to do is avoid spiritual and life inconsistency. Say it to yourself, avoid spiritual and life inconsistency. So build with patience and longevity in mind. So consistency actually is the force that produces results over time. And then I want you to note that your greatest strength is not just in doing once, but in doing consistently. Just like my wife said, consistency any day will beat intensity. Yeah. Do you know what intensity is? Take for instance, you are supposed to fry something in at 30 degrees centigrade for 1 hour. But you now subject it to 300 degrees centigrade for 1 minute. It's just like roasting a corn. So the continuous heat that is giving that is what make it done. The exponential increase, which is intensity, will not get it done, it will get it burnt. And I have often told people, it's better you show up every day and be praying 5 minutes than pray 5 hours once a month. So when you want to start now, don't go and write nonsense and say something every day I'll be playing 5 hours. Even pastors will not do like that. I don't know what you want to do. 5 hours every day. What do you want to do with your destiny after that? Oh, so you go, Elijah. 5 hours. You want to be praying 5 hours every day. Oh, Palena, assistant Holy Spirit. You're not even going to ministry. In your workplace, say the work is distracting you. You are not able to pray. Oh, carry life. Oh, but I didn't pray. If you are not serious. Not you in Jesus' name. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Which number did that give us? Number 4, accountability. Some of you don't want to be on this table. Accountability. Accountability actually is the currency of accuracy. Accountability. Now, this is what accountability means. Willingness to be checked, corrected, and guided. Many of you don't want to be on this table. I know how me and my God operate. Wow. Willingness to be checked, corrected, and guided. Submitting your goals, progress, and life to trusted oversight. That's accountability. Most times when I want to do something, I go up, I tell them this is what I want to do. Because I know I have to give account. I have to report. That alone has put my leg on this. The day we cast the vision, hope we know we have not saved one soul. When we cast the vision for the 300 souls, something has changed in my son. When we cast the vision for the 300 souls, hope you know we have not said one soul. The reason is because we want to be held accountable. Today, now, we already have over 315 souls. And you know, at unit level, if you are a member of the unit, you know that unit level, each unit also set goals. Do you know what I told the leaders? I said, when you are coming, please bring my souls. And then I told them, latest tomorrow, all of you, that's why if you are in any unit, you see that you are going out in the morning, the midnight, in the whatever. The people that said the highest go actually were at the worship team. But do you know the irony? Wait, that is what accountability does. I don't want to use that instance for you. Do you know the irony? As of last week, Friday, they had just 7 souls. That is how some of you set goals that you don't achieve because you don't have somebody that can correct you or that can oversee what you set as a goal. Hope you know that if they are self-governed, they'll say we have tried. 7 souls. Is it you save 7 souls? 7 souls. We have saved 7 souls. We have tried. But they know they are accountable someone. They were going out. The only time I feel they did not go out is at midnight. So they will not be thief. They went out in the morning, went out in the whatever, and I was seeing the progress. 27. Then 31. 39. Then 41. Then they won as at Friday. Is it Friday? Yes, as at Friday, they had won 53 souls. That is, they see at yesterday. Right. Accountability. Do you know what that thing can do to your life? You said, to me, I want to become a first class student. Wow. One, submit it to somebody that has been a first class before. The way your routine is, it will tell you that if you graduate a pass, it will be a miracle. Accountability. What accountability is actually, accountability is the guardrail of purpose. How many of you have seen a place where you are climbing steps? Just imagine with me for a while that you are climbing a skyscraper and the stairs is straightforward and there are no guardrails.
Guardrails. Guardrails is that thing you hold when you are climbing stairs. What accountability does is that it is a guardrail for your destiny and purpose.
Are we on the same page?
What I need you to do is submit your schedule and plans to someone. Join productivity or accountability terms or partnership, team or partnership. Let someone ask you, let somebody ask you, did you do what you said? 300 souls that will say we want to stay. Hope you know. If those souls are not saying, we will not leave Okio the SDL. How do you want to explain to you people that your own church sets goal to win 300 souls and could not? It will do something to your mind too. That is accountability. Me and my wife, all of us were going out. Everybody was going out because we want to be accountable. In fact, last Saturday, we won over 60 souls. Last Saturday, not this month. Over 60 souls. Why? Because we set goals. The guardrails of destiny is accountability. That somebody can push you back and say, Kai, oh, motivate you. And the effects depend on which height you are of your falling out. Accountability. The next one, because of my time, is proper planning. I may not be able to say everything. Time has gone. Proper planning. Proper planning is actually the currency of preparedness. The currency of preparedness. So proper planning is actually organizing things, actions, and resources towards defined goals. Then the next one is order. Order is actually the currency of glory. It is the conduit of glory. Then number 7 is where I want to dwell. I may not be able to talk number 8. Number 8 is progressive reporting, which is the currency of stewardship. I will not touch that. But I'm going to dwell on this 7 because number 7 is actually gratitude, which is what we did today. Hallelujah. Gratitude. Gratitude actually is the currency of multiplication. Yeah, because of time, give me John chapter 6. This is the only one I will read. John chapter 6, verse 9 to 12. Very quickly, NIV. Now, what is thanksgiving? What is gratitude? Giving thanks for what is, while believing for what will be. When we say come and share testimony, some of you are not writing, are just looking at me like, some of you, let me help you. Don't travel out of this service. Oh. Distraction, that thing steals away from you. When your word is coming, this is how you be. Because I'm seeing many of you are holding pen. And these are your. When I'm defining something. And then this is actually is, I want to listen to it again. The ones you have said you will listen to again, how many are they listening to? When you are in church, the blessedness is on you. You are there, I want to listen to it again. Don't do that to yourself. What is gratitude? Giving thanks for what is, while believing for what will be. Another thing is expressing thanksgiving for what is working, even while waiting for more. Now, I'm going to show you, and that's why I say I'm going to read only this. Because while I was preparing for this meeting, God actually gave me an, I was seeing that in light for the first time. Please, can we read this together? Because God asked me a question I want to ask us too. Please, yes, here is a boy with, because of my time, time with him. Please, do you have 3 minutes to spare? Let me go back a bit. Go back. Just go back. Go back, go back, go back, go back. Go back to verse 8. Verse 8. No, let's start from verse 7. Give me verse 5. When Jesus looked up and there was a great crowd toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for the... Please take note, because this, the thing I want to share is in this story I'm reading. Where shall we get bread for these people to eat? Yes, next verse, very quickly. You see, he asked this only to test them, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Next verse, because of my time. He said, Philip answered, 8 months wait, we not have enough for everybody to have a bite. Next verse. So there's 8 months wait, there's the money. Hope you know, Jesus said, where can we buy bread? He's not asking, where can we give these people bread to eat? Philip now said, we can't even buy bread. They have the money, but they can't, where they want to buy the bread is the issue, have you? He said, and another of his dad with Philip said, spoke up, Andrew spoke up, yes? He said, here's a boy with a what? That is where the mystery is. 5 barley and 2 fish. But how far will they go among so many? These guys, hope you know, they wanted to go and buy bread. God provided bread, but he despised the bread. They say, where is the bread? That is where the mystery is. Because, as like I said, under thanks and gratitude, it is giving thanks for what is. Why believing for what we be? Initially, you don't even have bread. Is it your bread? Then somebody brought bread miraculously. A child. Even what we eat, can a child finish 5 loaves of bread? And 2 fish. Like a poor fellow can't put it for 7 years. A lad. So, that was a miracle in itself. That was the Holy Spirit told me to stop. He said, stop. Don't continue reading. They had money. They wanted to go and buy. Because some of you are trusting God for 5 million. God brought 500,000. And you are so much despised the 500,000 that you have forgotten you did not work for it. They have not left yet. They were still on the spot. Then all of a sudden, God provided a lad, a small boy, had 5 loaves. Because what Jesus did was actually a feedback for multiplicity. That is why you are thanking God for what is. You are still trusting Him for what will be. But you will thank Him for what He has done. So when they say, come and share testimony, say, which testimony? I've graduated. You didn't graduate. I want. I'm talking about, they should give me a job. When I, did you know how many did not graduate? Because yeah, the bread was not theirs. But Andrew was already saying it's too small. How far can this go? And that is why things don't multiply in your hand. Because God told me, He said if you thank Him for His finger, do you know what the finger of God is? It's to you that little is little. To God, little is much.
Oh.
He just needed nothingness to create the world. He just needed dry bones to create an army. So, when you thank Him for that small one you think you saw that you did not do anything for, you are trusting God for $5 million self. And then you got $50 that is not yours, that somebody just gave you. If God can prompt somebody to give $50, what is $5 million that I can do? But most times we are focused on where we are going that we forgot where God has brought us to. He said, here is a boy with 5 barely loaves and 2 fish. But how far will they go among so many? Look at what Jesus' response was. Jesus said, what he miss here? He said, ask the people to sit down. He said, ask the people sit down. There was many of them. They sat down. Look at what Jesus did in verse 11. Then Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks. He said, Baba, it's by your power you provided these 5 loaves. I want to be wasted. And don't forget, they have forgotten that they said even 8 months wait will not be enough. And then a guy brought 2 5. God has started something in your life. Don't lost it to ingratitude. You are not where you want to be, but also you are not where you used to be. Gratitude is the currency for multiplicity. Why do you think every time we are going down on our knees, we are thanking God now for 315 souls, over 350 souls. A time is coming, we will thank God for a million souls. I'm not saying in a motto, in a meeting. Did you know, when we are doing the leadership meeting, some leaders were asking me, is it this simple thing we preach to people that they got saved? Is that the same way we are going to preach to an herbalist? I say, it's that simple. In fact, you'll be surprised that you may not bring your A game the day you are preaching to an herbalist and you'll be crying. Because the Holy Spirit showed up. Please give me the confession I asked for. Well, have we been blessed? I want you to give God praise. Give Him glory. Give Him adoration for the things He has done. For the 5 loaves He has brought. Like Jesus, look at it. Jesus gave thanks and there was multiplicity. Is that how you thank God? Thank Him for the 5 loaves. Thank Him for the 5 loaves. Thank Him for the 5 loaves. I don't know what your own 5 loaves is. Maybe you're trusting God for marriage. And then God has been bringing people. There are some people that nobody has even spoken to. Thank Him. Is that how you are thanking God? Thank Him. Give Him glory. For in Jesus' mighty name, are we giving thanks? Can we take the declaration together? In the name of Jesus, I declare, I'm a builder of destiny. I trade daily with divine currencies, wisely, intentionally, and joyfully. I work in his discipline. I work in discipline. My spirit governs my body. My emotions serve my purpose. I am ruled by vision, not feelings. I show up even when it is hard. I live with commitment, planted, focused, and unshaken by trials. I do not abandon my post or treat sacred things casually. I function with consistency. I repeat what works until fruit appears. I show up in prayer. Say it better. I show up in prayer. I show up in service and diligence without break, without boredom. I submit to accountability. I do not work alone. I welcome feedback, correction, and godly oversight for accuracy and alignment. I work with proper planning. I don't just dream. I document. My goals are clear. My timelines are structured, and my execution is intentional. I live in order. My space is clean. My time is structured, and my life is organized. I reject chaos and confusion. I attract glory by systemizing what matters. I overflow with gratitude. I multiply what I thank God for. I will not murmur. I will not compare. I will not complain. I see the goodness of God everywhere. You can say that better. I see the goodness of God everywhere. I practice progress reporting. I measure what matters. I track my growth, review my results, and realign without shame. I am guided by purpose. I guard my heart. I gauge my progress. I am not ordinary. I am fruitful. I am accountable, and I'm productive. Can you go up with a shout of praise?
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is The Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Becadim's Tanke Okyodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.